I managed to escape contracting the COVID-19 pandemic for over 2 years, but my turn finally came last month. One by one, almost every friend and all my family members contracted the virus, and after caring for them, questioning what symptoms they would have and how their future would be impacted after recovery, I was taken on a whirlwind mentally and emotionally. Today, in the post-apocalyptic COVID world, the pandemic doesn't seem to be at the forefront of our conversations anymore. Instead, we have chosen to discuss the excitement of the summer season and socializing. But, like myself, and many others in recent weeks have noticed, COVID-19 is still at large. A few hours after I started experiencing symptoms, I imagined I was not only wrapped in a damp cold blanket that I couldn't take off, but I felt like I got hit by a freight train. My normal mind, which is usually racing with thousands of thoughts, slowed down and honestly became incredibly peaceful. While the serenity that comes from a quiet, stress-free mind was welcome, everything else was excruciating. I always heard the first 24 hours are the worst from others, and it definitely rang true. I think the first thought everyone has is, where could I have contracted it? Backtracking and trying to attempt where you could have contracted the virus is only useful in order to make sure others are not compromised. However, like we have all been accustomed to during the pandemic, isolation was a must, especially if you were positive or a possible carrier. But, today no ramifications or consequences arise for roaming around if you are positive or were around someone with the virus. It's just common courtesy to isolate thanks to removed restrictions. In a world where people have compromised immune symptoms, have dependents with compromised immune systems, or any other tangible reason for that matter, I constantly thought about how I could not leave my home under any circumstance and how I hoped others would do the same, sympathetic or not. Moving forward after recovery, I think like many who have been victims of the virus, I just wanted to get back to normal. Ultimately, I think all the challenges in recent years have been incredibly detrimental to our social and physical lives. Like many, I'm waiting for the day when I never have to type or think about COVID-19. I'm waiting for it to be just a blip in our lives that's historical news.